It's time for the Saturday Metro Form Express. Kevin Casey's about to join us to have a look at that Rose Hill meeting with his best bets. Ed Kennett with his play of the day. Bart Sinclair previews the Sunshine Coast. Nadia Horn takes a look at that really good meeting at Morpheville today. Mornington preview with Harry Wye. And we'll also have a look at the trots tonight. Night two of the Summer of Glory Carnival, highlighted by the Group 1 for the three-year-olds and the Victorian Harness Racing Club Caduceus three-year-old classic. And George Ferrugia will also be joining us to preview the Meadows. And don't forget tonight, the Trots, or the Trots fans have a choice of coverage for the Summer of Glory. You'll get the full coverage here on RSN or switch to our second channel, Carnival, for the Trots Vision simulcast with all of the action direct from Tabcorp Park, Melton. That's from 6 p.m. tonight on Carnival, and all you need to do is download the RSN 927 app and you can listen to the Carnival channel here on RSN 927 on digital radio and of course the app, and it'll also be streaming. It's 9:34. Let's catch up with Kevin Casey on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Kev.
G'day, Gareth. Good to talk to you.
Expressway Stakes, are you in Animo's camp or are you taking him on first up over the 1200 metres?
No, look, I think his record is quite outstanding and pretty much impeccable. You look at the races that he's been runner-up in, speaks to his quality and class as much as his wins do. Yeah, I know James Cummings is very cautious in every interview he's done about him, but yeah, I think he can run past him. I really hope he does. I thought that Forbidden Love was the Quinella / Exacta horse in that race, and I'll play appropriately there. The other three-year-old overpass, not hopeless, but yeah, Animo, pretty strong with him.
All right, mate, your best bets there at Rose Hill this afternoon in a quaddie, please.
Yeah, look, a couple of on-paces here for my two that I'm going to mention. In the last race, 10, number 14, Narvaez comes up from Victoria. First up at Flemington a fortnight ago, was totally posted there and shouldn't have to be here at all. I think from the low draw, Tim Clark will bounce him out. He had an option here earlier in the day, chooses this one in the last, and I think after that return run, he is nicely placed in a race of this quality, race 10, number 14. His early prep form's really good. He won second up last prep, so we wait until late for the very best. I thought Holyfield is racing very, very well since being at Gelding. Certainly, I think there's no question that Annabelle Neesham has him going pretty much at his best. Let's remember, he's a two-time stakes winner at Rose Hill. So he comes back here to race for the first time since first up. His form since then has been very good. He went up north and got beaten a whisker. Yes, favours there, but I think you'll probably get them here as well. We think Canastro will cross up there. He'll join in on speed, crossing over 2 kilo claim. I think he's the value in an open race. There certainly he's hard to beat. So race 8, number 3. Just a quick mention in between them, race 9, number 1, In and Up returns for Bjorn Baker, and at big odds, I'll be having something each way with him. Quaddie-wise, yes, look, I'm going Animo 1 out, so 6 in the first leg. I'll be playing Quinella's pretty heavily there with Forbidden Love, so if he does get rolled, hoping that she's the one to do that. So 6-1 out into 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in the second leg. The third leg, 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And we come home with 1 at value and 14 in the last leg.
Good on you, Kev. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth. Ta.
The Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
And Red Belly's new website and app, looking as good as Ed's tips these days. He's been on fire to kick off 2022, seeing them beautifully, and he joins us now. Hello to you, Edward Kennett.
Hey, Gareth. Hey, listeners. It's nice day, mate. Very warm, and that track at Rose Hill is going to be super fast. Like rolling a marble down a glass table, I reckon, okay. Gareth, out there today.
It was a big day for your followers last Saturday. So what are we doing with your play of the day at Rose Hill Gardens on this Saturday?
Play of the day is definitely race 8, number 4, Yee, who we backed yesterday. So I know it's shortened up, but it hasn't shortened up yet to the degree that it's under our rated price. So I don't feel bad in putting that out. But yeah, it would have been nice to have told everyone yesterday. But, yeah, it's a really good bet, Gareth. I'll tell you why I believe it to be the case. Is Canastra lead, Holyfield will be outside it. Yeah, you'll be rails. I think you've got to be on the rails today. So you've got Canastra bowling along quick. You got Yee Yee behind it, and you got James McDonald riding it. This field will break up a little bit, so he'll get his chance. No problem. Well, I shouldn't say no problem, because you say that and invariably they'll get stuck. But, you know, I've got a clear vision of what I'm seeing, what I'm going to see there today, and I've got the right guy bringing my vision to fruition, if so to speak, Garrett. So race 8, number 4, Yee Yee, love it.
Chris Waller, James McDonald, so race 8, number 4, Yee Yee, $100 straight out.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, yep.
Have you got anything else for us, Ed?
Mate, I have. Have you got a minute?
Or yes. The floor is yours.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about a couple.
Yep.
Now, the next one I'm going to tell you is not like, hey, load up, I'm not scared to back it either. It's the race 10, number 2, Ulysses.
Okay.
Pretty big odds, because it's going to sit third. It's not why I backed it. Lucky with the scratching here, we get that position now. But I think Ulysses is way over the odds of that race. It should have an 8 in front of it, not a 1. So, in other words, it should be around $8, not the 14 it was yesterday. I don't know what it's trading at now, Gareth, but certainly I can see a very good reason to back that for a small amount. I want to comment on another race in regard to Animo. I would have thought the small field will see a moderate pace, Forbidden Love and Belushi Bay going forward. I have to have a bet on Standout here. I'll be very brief as to why. Look, Animo, of course it can win. Of course it can win.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 1,200. It's got bigger fish to fry. So I then looked at Forbidden Love trialling against Standout, and it was great. But Forbidden Love for mine, if you go and have a look for its form, since it was beaten three-year-old fillies, it's never won a race. It's never beaten a open class group horse, but Standout certainly has on a number of occasions. It's either won or, you know, run second a couple of times the Sydney Stakes and the Premier and won the Expressway. So I'm with Standout here. I'm not going to get an egg on my face in any way, shape or form if Animo wins, but at the price, I have to have something moderate on Standout. So the play of the day, Yee Yee, I think you got to back Standout and a small bet right down the bottom at the end of the day on Ulysses.
Can I ask you one question before you... I know we're probably asking a little bit too much
from
you today, Ed, but Overpass, I don't mind him, the three-year-old. Am I dreaming or not?
No, not dreaming. I mean, it's just that, you know, it's one of those races whereby if the favourite doesn't get him, there's other horses that can do it. So you're not dreaming in brackets this time, close brackets.
Edward, enjoy your day, Edward Kennett. And, geez, that app and the website's working beautifully these days. So well done. And looking forward to seeing what you can do there for your Red Belly family on this Saturday afternoon.
Love you, mate. See you, buddy.
See you, mate. There's Edward Kennett there, 9:42. They're racing on the Sunshine Coast today. Sean Cosgrove, can I please have track conditions and scratchings there?
Yep, let's have a look and see what we've got today. It is fine. A soft 7 there today, and the rail is 2 for the entire circumference. We've got a total of 29 of them out. Now, race 1, take out 1 Fisticuffs and 12 Auron, 1 and 12. Race 2, put a line through 8 Good Chat and 12 Mirror Me, 8 and 12. Third, pull out 3 Shadows Gal, number 3. The fourth, number 1, Star Taunts, 5, Funny Money, 6, Love Me Tender, 9, Smead Margot May, and 11, The Rattlesnake, 1, 5, 6, 9, 11. The fifth, 3, King Claws, number 3. Race 6, 1, Lucifer's Loot, 9, Queen Sweeper, number 10, Shenjomi, 11, Spirit House, and 13, Amungi, 1, 9, 10, 11, 13. Race 7, 7, Ocean Treaty, 10, Lunar Snit, and 12, Prinny's Success, 7, 10, 12. The 8th, put a line through 10 Red Chase, 12 Smart Meteor, 17 Fisticuffs and 18 Wolf Moon, 10, 12, 17, 18. And race 9, put out 5 Star Virgo, 10 Garapolo, 13 The Lioness, 14 Magic and Me and 15 Perfect Aim, 5, 10, 13, 14, 15, one late one. And that's in race 1, number 2, Moon and Me came out 7:50 vet advice, race 1, number 2.
Bart Sinclair, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day Gareth, good morning all. Yeah. Fine at the moment is the forecast. Not so sure you're not going to get a shower at the Sunshine Coast. Working on a soft 7. I think you're looking for the horses that like give in the ground already.
Okay, mate, where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, yeah, please?
Yeah, race one, number 8, Wolf Moon. I thought very good run first up. The Lioness just a little too strong at the finish. Wolf Moon should take fitness improvement from that. Meets the Lioness 3 kilos better. Interesting runner here, number 6, Capri, former Peter Moody. And Peter and his family still own it, and he sent it north to Desley Forster. He used to work for Peter here in Brisbane. That's a query, but Wolf Moon, I liked his run first up. I think the little step up to 1,400 suits, he'd be up on the speed, might even lead. Hard to beat, race 1, number 8. Go to race 4. I think number 2, Legal Esprit, he was very good last time. Good reports about his progress since coming back into the stable. I think he's a horse that's got a bit of a future. Yep. There's good tips in this race for 3 and 4, so I think he'll get out in the betting a little bit, Legal Esprit. He's marked at $4 at the moment. I think that's okay, but we might even get a bit better. Race 4, number 2, Legal Esprit. And then we go to the last. So I think good value here, number 7, Enterprise Kieran. Terrific run first up. There was a lot of speed in the race, 1,110 metres around Doomben. They went crackers up front. And the two in the finish both came from together back 3 lengths behind the third last horse. So maybe it flattered her a little bit, but she is good in the soft, and 1,200 metres on this big track suits, and she's marked at $8. There's a favourite there in Mass Destruction. Hard to beat. Think he's better with the firmer track just the same, and he's short $2.30. I'd rather back Enterprise Kieran each way. Gareth, we go to the quaddie, race 6. I think number 7, Zingalong, he's noted as a bit of a non-winner. He's on his home track. He likes to sting out of the ground, and I think he's good value there. Race 6, I go on 7. 3, very good on the track. 5, the Holiday Dreams. And number 8, One Shy Ruby. So 7, 3, 5 and 8. Go to race 7. I hate doing this. Slow Hands, you know, I've got a share in him. He never wins, but this is his race. It's a soft track. It's a mile on a big track. Not so sure there's a lot of speed here, so just hope he goes into a reasonable position. But if he gets to the outside, I think he's hard to beat. His last run at the coast was a ripper. I think 3 Smart Meteor is going really well, backing off in distance a little bit. 8 Warp Speed and 1 Profit. I'm not sure about him in the soft ground, and even with the claim, he's got a big weight, but he is the class runner of the race. 4, 3, 8 and 1. This is a really tough race, the Sunshine Coast Cup. I finished with Desert Lord. Doesn't look to be a lot of speed, but he is dynamic first up. He's home track. He's got the big straight to round him up. I think that he's hard to beat here. I think Oscar Zulu, good first up win. Just didn't have things go his way at the coast, and he's going to be one that's sitting up on the speed. And number 2, the Harrovian. Look, the old Harrovian would win this, but he's 2 runs back. I've just been a fraction disappointed, but I'm giving him another chance, and certainly he can bounce back. Got 60 kilos on his back, just the same. 4, 6, and 2 there. And the last, as I mentioned, Enterprise Kieran, I think, is good value. Hard to beat Mass Destruction. If the weather isn't going to be the key to him. 2 Boomtown Lass, I think, is going all right. The form line doesn't say she is, but she was slowly away last time. I'm giving her a good chance at odds. And number 9, Fasano, bounced back to winning form first up. 7, 3, 2, and 9 to finish off the quaddy.
Good on you, mate. Good luck with your horse today, Bart, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
He's wearing a bit thin, Gareth. One more go.
Keep the faith, mate. Good on you. There's Bart Sinclair there. It's 9:47. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Saturday Race Day, and when we return, we'll wrap up our Saturday Metro Form Express. Nadia Hall's Not Far Away previewing Adelaide, and then we'll also catch up with Harry White. We'll preview the trots tonight at Melton and also the dogs at the Meadows.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
The Durbridge Stakes is the feature in Adelaide. Sees the return of Behemoth, who's the dominant favourite there. Sean Cosgrove, what about the track conditions and scratchings for that meeting, please?
Fine today, and a good 4. The rounds out 4,000 for the 2,000 of the 1,800. 7 metres the remainder. Now, only 9 scratchings. Race 1, put out 1 Angel Like, number 1. 2, 3, 4 clear. The 5th, Punad 1, Black Sail and 6 Night Passage, 1 and 6. Race 6, Takeout 10, Harbouring, number 10. The 7th, 1 Call Me Seamus and 10 Uniquely, 1 and 10. Race 8, 8 Award Winner, number 8. And in the 9th, you can take out 1 Picago and 8 Chill with TJ, 1 and 8.
Natty, good morning to you. Yesterday when we were having a chat to you on RSN Central, there was concern over how many jockeys would be available today because of the COVID situation amongst the hoops in SA. What can you report this morning?
Yeah, look, we're probably lucky today because we've got small fields. If it had been a usual capacity meeting like we do usually see, you know, on the outer track at Morphettville, they really would have struggled. But as far as I know, you know, they've been able to get this meeting underway. Of course, there are quite a few riding changes for tomorrow's meeting at Strathalbyn for Cup Day. But it's going to be an interesting week because it'll be interesting to see if anyone else does come down with it. But at the moment, you know, they've got enough riders to fill this meeting, and I think that that has only been allowed because they've got such a small meeting number, numbers-wise.
And the Durbridge Stakes, should we take $1.65 for Behemoth?
I reckon. I've got him one out in that leg of the quaddy. As we know, he's run into Kemal Passer on numerous occasions, and he's beat him on every occasion. Obviously, he's going to have another run in lead-up to the All-Star Mile, so he's obviously not going to be 100% cranked up for this race today, but I still feel that, you know, his class will get him over the line. It'll still be a pretty good clash because, as we know, Kemal Passer's got that element of tactical speed and he's no slouch himself, being a multiple Victorian winner at group level. So it'll be a great race to watch. That's the 8th event at Morphettville.
Where do we start with your best bets then, Nadia?
Race 3, number 7, Lady Simone. Look, she had every possible last time out, but she gets into her right race today, and I think the real key to her chance is the fact that they've elected to take 3 kilos off the minimum. Will only carry the 51 kilos after Angus Chung takes off that claim, and she's going to settle handy. And this is a race where, you know, she does get to that right position in the map. Her ratings are good enough to win this race, so I think that there'll be further market support for her in race 3. That's number 7, Lady Simone. I do think there's good value in race 6. I think number 9, Modric, is worthy of strong consideration. Now, they bet $9 yesterday when we mentioned him. He's now under 750. He's another good pickup ride here for Angus Chung, who'll take off that claim and get him in with only the 51. Look, he went around in a 54 grade last time out, so obviously this is stronger, but he carried in excess of 61 kilos on that occasion, and he drops to the 51. So, you know, he drops 10 kilos in weight, and he is a horse who is going to get to the right spot in the race. He's ran to good enough figures to prove competitive. So Modric, race 6, number 9, is value for me. And the other horse I like comes up in race 7. I thought number 2, Irish Playboy, in a tough race would be hard to beat. He gets a 3 kilo claim here for Campbell Rawilla. He's likely to get back. His runs this preparation have all been solid, and he peaks going into this. So the three horses we like are race 3, the 7, race 6, the 9, and race 7, the 2. And our quaddy, we go 3, 4, 6, 9 in the first leg, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the second, 1 out the 1 in the third leg, and 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the last.
Good luck, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Thanks,
Gareth. Now, Peter Anthony's best bets there at Ascot today. Likes race 4, number 2, Fanta for the Kanjemi camp. Race 5, number 6, Crescent City for Paul Harvey and Grant and Alana Williams. He's saving on the 4, however, Fashion Queen. And Amasinas in the Scenic Blast is $21 for Simon Miller. First up, race 8, number 2. He's just taking a little bit of a punt on that galloper that she can sprint well fresh, of course. That's a terrific race. Miss Kentucky's the solid favourite in that contest, the stablemate there to Amasinas. Now, they're racing, of course, at Mornington this afternoon. Cozzy, track conditions there and scratchings, please.
Showery rail out 8, the entire circuit. It is a heavy 8 and 32 of them out. Race 1, put out number 1, Damasquito. Number 2, Damasquito. Number 2 out of the first. Race 2, put out 1, Dominion Dancer. 7, Little Miss Benny. And 15, Alley Rock. 1-7-15. Third, 4, Jester, 6, Single Honor, 7, The Exchange, 12, Spring Valley, 13, Briefs in Manhattan, 14, Fjord, and 15, Kentahen. So that's 4, 6, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15. Race 4, Scratch 2, Handful, 4 bucks, number 13, Ozymandias, and 14, Faltonius, 2, 4, 13, 14. Race 5, put a line through number 4, Kishiwa, 11, Frenzy Loon, 14, Capazina, 15, Arista Bow, and 16, Bay Fury, 4, 11, 14, 15, 16. The 6th, 2, Yankee Lou, 3, Irish Impact, number 8, Pesca Gen, 13, Time of Glory, and 16, Mighty Feet, 2, 3, 8, 13, 16. Race 7, 4, Alisac, 5, Aqua Lady, 8, Quentin, 10, It's a Ra, 11, Too Hard to Handle, and 13 is Fidian. 4, 5, 8, 10, 11, 13. One length scratching on Vet Advice. Race 2, number 5, Bing Bang Boom, number 5 out of the second.
A few scratchings there because of the heavy 8 at the moment. Harry White joins us to preview the quaddie. G'day, Harry.
Good morning, Gareth.
Seer Dies at $4.40 in the first leg of the quaddie. Silence the Stars, $6. Heroic Fighter at $10. And then we go down to Earl of Kendall at $9.50. The favourite, Reflecting Image, at $3.80. Sassoon at $8. And then Do It in Purple, the 12, given a chance at $10.
Yeah, I was with Reflecting Image last start when she knocked off her maiden. I think in a field of this calibre, I want to stick with her. Also worth noting that the horse who narrowly beat her two runs back came out and won well yesterday in stronger grade at Hamilton. So the form lines are good. She gets through the wet ground. Just hopefully she isn't a mile back in the run. Silence the Stars mixes form, but best efforts are good enough. Care Day has to be suspect on a heavy track, but again, best efforts can prove competitive. And then I Arise next best, 9318.
Breezley's a $5.50 chance in race number 5. Too Good for Turak at $5. Pepino at $4.80. Denali's the favourite at $4.40. Ramard at $9. And then Without Excuse given a chance at $7 here, Harry.
I'm with Denali. It was good first up at Benalla, so I'm thinking any natural improvement should see her go close here. That was a soft 5 surface. Heavy track's a bit of an unknown, but I think where she gets to in the run is the key to her chances. Without Excuse, narrowly beaten in a similar sort of race at Track and Trip, two runs back. It's been freshened, blinkers come off. Too Good for Turak, third up fitter, back in grey. That looks ideal. Has to be a question mark over 1,500 metres, though. Pepino has really good wet form. 8, 12, 2, 5.
Restricted 58, race 6 over the 1,200 metres. Twee Pop at $6.50. Stirrup at $6.50. Then we have Go Jazz at $4, Bush Christmas given a chance at $5, and those are the horses under double figures. Here down the bottom, No New Tricks at $5.50, Harry.
Yeah, let's go with Bush Christmas. Coming off a freshen, couple of jump outs in the interim, should be prominent in the run. I think her overall form is a lot better than how it first reads on face value. Go Jazz is continuing to race well just without winning. His last win was on a heavy track, so maybe conditions are there to suit today. Twiggy Pop and No New Tricks are the other key hopes, so into the quaddie they go. 7-6, 1-15.
And the final event is a restricted 58 over the 1,000. We have Counter Carford at $5, Galaxy Turf $8, State of Class at $4.20, Jupai Doll at $4, Wild Cherry Road the favourite at $2.80 here.
Yeah, you'd think, well, I would think that Wild Cherry Road just simply wins, gets her preferred wet conditions to suit, comes up against modest opposition. I'm pretty keen on her. She loves racing at Mornington, which was her old home track. She'll be sent forward, should prove hard to beat. Jupy Doll, another speedster, who goes into the quaddie just for that little bit of insurance. Back a furlong and trip looks ideal for her. Count of Carford, State of Class, their next best, but I'm not worrying about them to be winning hopes. 7-6-1-3.
Your best bets in a quaddie, please, Harry.
Best, race 7, number 7, Wild Cherry Road. Value, not a heap about. Race 6, number 7, Bush Christmas at $5 will have to do. Quaddie, first leg 1389. Second leg 25812. Third leg 16715. Trim up the last with number 6 and 7 only. Play of the day, all up race 1, number 8, into race 2, number 14.
Your best at Mooney Valley?
Done dirt cheap. It's trimmed up a little bit this morning, but looks a really good betting proposition after that first up run.
All right, good luck, Harry.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Harry White there. Racing tonight at Tabcourt Park, Melton. Of course, it is the second night of their Summer of Glory Carnival. It was a terrific start to that at Ballarat last Saturday night. My selections, race number 2, I think Vacation Hill can lead all of the way. She was disappointing the other day, first up Fandy Gath at Ballarat, but she's got gate speed, expect her to lead here and take a power of catching. In race number 4, I think Boots Electric's the best bet on the program at $2.30. Good luck to Nathan Jack and his return to the sulky. But Cash and Flow's the drifting second favourite. Let's hear what Luke McCarthy has to say about Cash and Flow's chances there over the 1,200 metres at Melton tonight.
Oh, look, I think if you analyse his run the other night, Chris Geary drove him, just sort of went back on him. But his own last half was really good. He's probably not going as bad as what his numbers say. So, look, we're happy with his work. And he's a good short course horse. Like, his mile races have been his best form. But I did think Boots Electric probably look signal card to beat drawn one.
So Expensive Ego is $1.35 favourite in the Casey Classic. He does look tough to beat. Luke McCarthy really happy with him as well. Chris Alford drives tonight. He's one of the favourites for next week's Hunter Cup. Like a Wildfire might be the go there. Small win bet, more place bet on him. He's got a wonderful turn of foot. Loved his return there the other day. I think He's a Son of a Gun can lead and then hand up or maybe try and lead all of the way in the Group 1 three-year-old classic. He's been in wonderful form, especially towards the back end of last season as a two-year-old where he took out the Vic Brad and was unlucky in a Breeders' Crown final. Majestuoso is the $2.40 favourite in the Dallard Trotters Cup. Here's what Andy Gath had to say about his chances.
Yeah, no, he probably went in that race, Shepparton, a little bit underdone. I thought he was a little bit more forward and benefited a lot from that run, and we've sort of stepped up his workload since, and he's been working really well. So, yeah, no, we expect that he's going to be close to his best tomorrow night.
Does he lead?
We're going to try and lead. Obviously, Tough Monarch might debate that.
Yeah.
You know, Tough Monarch can get out quite good. He probably begins better from out wider. So, yeah, obviously, Tate will buzz him off the arm, and if he's quick enough, we'll be endeavouring to lead.
That's Andy Gath there. So that's a good race, the Dallard Trotters Cup with Majestuoso, the solid favourite there. Racing tonight at the Meadows and the Dogs, and the country's best dog, Aston Rupee, is back at the Meadows tonight. George Ferrugia, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you, mate. How do we make some money there at the Meadows tonight?
Yeah, there's two that I like. pardon me, Gareth. Race 11, number 4, Quintessa Bale. We discussed her yesterday. Nice provincial form, and then came to the Meadows, and it was a good run last week. Ran second, wasn't beaten far, and around 30 and 22. And look, I think just that experience under her belt. I think she's a greyhound too. With her early speed, she'll win some races in town. It's a good little race actually. Webleck Flair and Rig are greyhounds going places as well. But I think if Quintessa can find the top, she might be hard to beat. The other one we're keen on, Gareth, race 2, number 1, the Horsham to the Meadows final. Ground called Manila Dust. We tipped him last week. He didn't let us down. He was a good win at Horsham. He ran 27.10. Start before that, he won at the Meadows impressively as well. So another one with exposed form here. He's got a greyhound called Brewski Bruce against him who will have his time in the sun. I just like where Manila Dust is drawn. So race 2, number 1. Race 11, number 4. And, of course, you mentioned the champ, Aston Rupee, going around at $1.30 in the free-for-all. Seemingly a pretty good box draw here, I think, Gareth. He's got a slow beginner to his inside. That's a send. Shouldn't cause too much problems. Handsome Rhino uses a little bit of the track in box 6. Aston Rupee should return to the winner's list. Those having a play on the quaddie, my numbers are 1, 4 and 6 into 1, 2, 4 and 6 into 1, 3, 5 and 7. And we come home with number 4, Aston Rupee.
Good luck, Georgie.
You too, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there. It's just ticked over 10 o'clock, so it's time for the news now with Johnny Bowden. And straight after that, it's race day mornings with Michael Falgate, Dan Malecki and Matty Stewart. Good luck today on the punt. Hopefully you back plenty of winners, and I'll catch you again on Monday morning from 10:30 on RSN Central.